Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, this week's been, the last couple days have been a little quiet around here. So if you're one of those really shy people who would just end up in a puddle if you got put on hold, this may be today and the next couple days, just because a lot of people are out of town. If you are commuting into work, you may have noticed there's less traffic. Did you notice there's less traffic, Trev?
Yeah, a little bit. It's been pretty smooth commute.
Everybody's off this week.
Yep.
So not a bad time to call, 855-993-7569. What is a Chicken Boy Day?
Chicken Boy is a statue kind of representing a fast food restaurant of the same name in Los Angeles.
Chicken Boy?
Chicken Boy.
It look like a boy
it's
chicken?
It's a boy with a chicken head. Or young adult.
That's really upsetting.
Well, not like, it's not real. It's a statue.
That may be even more upsetting.
Well, I mean,
why not a squirrel boy? Why not a cowboy? Sorry. Couldn't help myself. Okay. All right. And today's one that I don't know that a whole lot of people are going to get behind. It's National Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day. Have you ever had to deal with building code staff?
No.
No.
I possess no land nor buildings.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all you have to do is, like, need to change a bathroom or something. Or, you know, change the towels in your kitchen. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit. But, and it's, you know, basically, they're right. There should be an appreciation day because I don't think anybody appreciates them on a day-to-day basis. Because they're basically always telling people that they can't do what they want to do. Or that they have to take down what they've already done. There was a place, when I was living in Hull, in Massachusetts, there's some people who... And I wasn't there when it happened, so I don't know the personalities of the people involved. So I don't know if it was arrogance on their part or just naivete or stupidity or some horrible combination. But they built a brand new house, and it turned out it was 2 inches over their property line. It could have been 3 miles over the property line. Once you're over the property line, you are over the property line. And so... I think the person who was living next door to it, and this may have been the issue, it was a blue-collar town. It had been basically a summer resort town for a very long time, and I was kind of the new wave of people who are moving in and living there year-round because they're big, wonderful houses for not very much money because they weren't really meant to be lived in year-round, which, of course, I didn't understand. And so you could tell the direction the wind was blowing by walking around my house inside. I mean, it was a fun thing to do, never mind. And the fact that there are kind of people like me who are not very savvy. This is not where I ran afoul of the building code. So it turns out that there were two families, I think, who lived next door to each other, and they'd been there forever, and they'd only summered together. And so somebody decided to put up, you know, to raise the old house, which is falling into disrepair, and put up a new one. And as I said, it was 3 inches over the line. And so then I think the people who were living in the house next door originally died or sold or something, and so the new owner comes in and realizes that it's 3 inches over the line. Because when you buy a new property, the bank comes in and they survey the land and stuff like that. And one of the things I've learned the hard way is even if you have enough money to buy something outright, don't get the banks involved. Because the banks will do due diligence because basically they own the place until you pay off your mortgage, right? So they're really careful in a way that most people are not. And I've found this out the hard way a couple of times of paying lawyers and accountants and real estate agents a fair amount of money and having them misdo something, which you don't find out until it's much too late. And that's exactly what happened here. So, and I wasn't there when the whole thing came down, but apparently instead of the person who was living on the property that was 3 inches into somebody else's turf, instead of negotiating, saying, look, let me buy an easement from you, which they could have. And I don't know, again, I don't know if somebody was being stubborn or they just didn't like each other or somebody had a cat that scratched their dog. I don't know the background story. And all I know was for years there was this brand new house that, and I think the new owner got so angry that they painted it like bright pink or something. So it was an eyesore as well as brand new. And no, you couldn't live in it because you couldn't get a certificate of occupancy because it was not legal. And that they were supposed to tear it down, and they wouldn't tear it down, so they kept getting injunctions. I don't actually know what happened to that. The last I know, it was still a standoff and had been for years. But when I knew it, it was a standoff. So, and as far as I know, they're still standing off, although the property's gotten more valuable, so maybe somebody came to some kind of reasonable solution. But it's things like that just make you want to tear out your hair. So I agree that we should probably have an appreciation day for people in the building code world, because theirs is a thankless job, even though in theory they're there to keep everything kosher and legal and safe. Chicken boys, not so much knowing about that. It's National No Rhyme Nor Reason Day, which I can certainly get behind for no particular reason, right? No rhyme or reason. All right, do we know who Emma Nutt is?
I do
know who Emma Nutt is. You did. You looked, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I looked.
All right, explain to people who she was and why it's National Emma Nutt Day.
Yes, she was the first female phone operator. Telephone operator, that's right.
1878.
And, yep, she started working for the Boston Telephone Dispatch Company.
Spelled with an E, absolutely.
Right.
So there you go. And so she was born in 1860, and she started working for them in 1878, so she was only 18 years old. One ring-a-dingy, two ring-a-dingy. They hired boys to start with. The first one was George Willard Croy. And it turns out that she was actually married to a telephone operator as well. Their attitude and lack of patience and behavior, pranks and cursing, was unacceptable for live phone contact.
That, so I must say, is hilarious. I love that.
I think that's great. I mean, you could see these guys calling up and saying, do you have Prince William in the can? You have to let him out. He'll suffocate. We did that. Right? So they were not patient. They cursed. So they hired women they started having operators in January of 1878. By September of 1878, they started hiring females. So it only took them 9 months to decide, I don't think this is very workable. She was there either 33 or 37 years, depending on whom you believe. Her sister, Stella Nutt, how rude, became the world's second female telephone operator. They made the first two sister telephone operators in history. But Stella only stuck around for a couple of years. The customer response to her soothing, cultured voice and patience was overwhelmingly positive, so boys were soon replaced by women, including Bessie Snow Balance, Emma Landon, Carrie Bolt, and Minnie Schumann, the first female operators in Michigan. Emma was hired by Alexander Graham Bell, who is credited with inventing the first practical telephone. She changed jobs from a local telegraph office. She was paid $10 a month for a 54-hour week. You need to get... I'll bet the guys got paid more than that. She could remember every number in the telephone directory of the New England Telephone Company. To be an operator, it says she had to be unmarried. So maybe she married her husband after she started there, because she was married to a telephone operator. Maybe he worked for a different company or something. And they had to be between the ages of 17 and 26. They had to look prim and proper, have long arms so they could reach the top of the tall telephone switchboard.
Okay, but how come they had to look prim and proper since nobody was seeing them because they were on the telephone?
Picky. Listen, I work on the radio and people have dress codes for me. They discriminated against people from certain ethnic groups and races. African American and Jewish women were not allowed to become operators. Jeez. They stood up. They never sat. There you go. And at one point, there were boys and girls together, but she was the... So, let's go, Emma. I'm going to try and be soothing. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. May I help you? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, today is a pretty interesting day in history for National Emma Nutt Day. I think she should have her children called pistachio, right? Pecan, Hava. Well, that's my favorite story, right? And this is a true story that that one of the early governors of Texas' name was Hogg, H-O-G-G, and he had two daughters who were very wealthy by the time they were marriageable, and apparently they'd been hit upside the head with an ugly stick. So he called one of his daughters Ima and the other Ura. Right? I'm a hog, you're a hog. I am a, and you are a. And the reason I know about them, other than going to school in Texas, is that they were very philanthropic. They had a lot of money, and I think one of them never married. And he felt that that was kind of protective, that only a man who really loved them would go out with somebody whose name is you're a hog or I'm a hog, and therefore it would be protective. I thought it was kind of mean, actually. But hi, I'd like to introduce you to my child, Pistachio Nut. We call him Pecan for short. I don't know. It's spelled with two T's. All right. In 1532, Lady Anne Boleyn was made the Marquess of Pembroke by her then fiancé, King Henry VIII of England.
How did that marriage end up? I think they probably ended up pretty
not
happy,
well.
Don't you think?
Yeah, Anne Boleyn. That's Anne of a Thousand Days. She was beheaded.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Henry couldn't have one of the male heir, and they didn't know enough about... Just see, if biology had been, and genetics had been more advanced, all those women would have kept their head, and Henry would have gone in, you know, for artificial insemination, because we know that only the male can carry the Y chromosome, and you can't have a boy without a Y. Women carry double X's. So all those mm-hmm. women that he beheaded for not having... not having a male heir, it was his fault, not theirs. But Anne only made it through 1,000 days, 3 years.
Wow, pretty dark story that.
Yeah, he was not a nice guy. He had gout. Anne was played by Genevieve Bujold in Anne of 1,000 Days. Great movie, sad. In the theater version, she's viewed as a schemer and kind of a brat. Kind of a valley girl, but I guess it depends on whose version of history you're looking at. In 1804, Juno, which is one of the largest asteroids in the main belt, is discovered by the German astronomer Carl Ludwig Harding. They should have called it Harding, Juno. Sort of makes, good for him, kind of a cool name, right? Evocative, Juno. 1878, our friend Emma became the world's first female telephone operator when she's recruited by Alexander Graham Bell to the Boston Telephone. See, they misspelled dispatch. Dispatch was actually spelled D-E-S-P-A-T-C-H. Maybe we should call them on that. What do you think? According to Wikipedia. So somebody made a mistake here. The English teacher, and they caught it. Yeah, it was not called dispatch with an I. It was called dispatch with an E. So there. A lot of the information about Boston today. 1897, the Tremont Street Subway in Boston opens, becoming the first underground rapid transit system in North America. Hence, Tom Dooley. Will he ever return? He's ride forever beneath the streets of Boston, because you pay when you get out. In New York, they're a little smarter. You pay when you get in. In Boston, you pay when you get out. Because
really?
Because in New York... everything costs the same. In Boston, it depends how far you go. So you pay when you leave. You do that in D.C. as well. Or maybe you buy the ticket. No, I think you can buy the ticket ahead of time, but you pay when you get out. It's like a turnpike. But and it's spelled Tremont. It's pronounced Tremont. And the reason I know that is when I graduated from college and got married and moved to Boston, I had a job interview on what I thought was Tremont Street. And I said, where's Tremont Street? They said, there is no such a place. And finally, someone was kind enough to say, Tremont. You'd think someone would figure out.
Oh, yeah, that's such a huge difference. That somebody
I know, there is no such place. It gets worse. I said, where's Tremont Street? When I was finally corrected, when someone was kind enough to correct me, as opposed to say, no, there is no such place. They said, you're on it. And I said, it's not labeled. They said, everyone knows where it is.
Oh, jeez.
True stories. Okay, so 1897, rapid transit, underground. Okay, and then they expanded recently, the Big Dig, to go out to Logan Airport. In 1902, A Trip to the Moon, considered one of the first science fiction films, is released in France. So think about that, science fiction in France, 1902. In 1914, the last passenger pigeon, a female named Martha, died in captivity in the Cincinnati Zoo. I mean, passenger pigeons pigeons were a big deal, right? Carrying messages. And think about it. On the same day that we get the first female telephone operator, the last female pigeon who was carrying messages died. Now, wait a minute. Is a passenger pigeon and a messenger pigeon the same?
No, they are different things. Passenger pigeon is simply a manner of
pigeon. Oh, it's just a kind of pigeon.
Kind of pigeon.
Passager for passing by.
Yep.
Was once the most abundant bird in North America and possibly the world. It accounted for more than a quarter of all the birds in North America.
Yep.
So I was thinking carrier and saying passenger, which are similar but not the same at all.
Right.
So did you know that? We wiped out one of the most, they said between 3 and 5 billion passenger pigeons were in the United States when Europeans arrived in North America.
Yep.
Wow, that's kind of embarrassing.
Not good.
Except it means that we've been really careless about the planet for 100 years. Right? An extinct, something that was the most populous in the world in terms of pigeons, birds, and we wiped them out. That's alarming.
Yeah, not
good. And we did it 100 years ago.
Not very good.
Mm-mm. In 1920, the Fountain of Time opens as a tribute to the 100 years of peace between the United States and Great Britain following the Treaty of Ghent. War of 1812, I guess. The Fountain of Time. There we go. That's true. It's hard to remember that unless you go to, like, Nova Scotia, and they talk about the terrorists. And guess who the terrorists are? Us. So it all depends on your point of view. That was kind of an alarming thing.
It's hilarious.
In 1952, The Old Man and the Sea, the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Ernest Hemingway, was first published. In 1972, in Reykjavik, American Bobby Fischer beats Russian Boris Spassky to become the world chess champion. There's a new movie out called Pawn System, I think, about Bobby Fischer that alleges that he was probably schizophrenic. Have you ever been to Reykjavik?
I flew in, you know, one of those layovers.
Yeah, People's Airline, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it looks like a moonscape. It's very,
yeah,
it's
cool.
All that volcanic. Yeah, it's very, my daughter's there right now. She and her fiancé are in Reykjavik. I remember the duck pond and the air being so crisp and cool. There's no, I think there is, at least when I was there, I don't think any industry. I mean, it's a beautiful place. Weird, but beautiful. Because it's volcanic. It really does look like the surface of the moon. In 1974, the SR-71 Blackbird sets and holds the record for flying from New York to London in the time of 1 hour, 54 minutes, and 56.4 seconds at a speed of 1,435,587 miles per hour. I am so on board with that. Your ears probably never pop, but there you go. Saturn got visited in 1979, and the American French expedition locates the wreckage of the Titanic in 1985. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tanya, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a friend that is very attached to the hip with her child. She kind of brings him everywhere.
How old is the child?
2.
Oops.
And every time we try to go out or...
Do you have children?
No.
Okay.
But I'm always... I love children. It's not that. That is not the problem. My problem is that I'm having a party in a couple of months, and I need to figure out a good way to say it makes everyone uncomfortable.
Right.
I mean,
is she a single parent or not?
Yes.
I think there are two ways of dealing with it, Tanya. I think one is to say, listen, I'm having a party in a couple of weeks, and I really want you to be able to come and enjoy yourself. So, I'll pay for your babysitter. And I mean, I think that's both a problem and a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say, there's some other people are coming and we're going to get a babysitter for all of them. But I think just the simplest and easiest thing to do is just say, listen, I have a party, some great people I want you to meet, and I'll pay for your babysitter. I think you need a night out.
Well, she's not very receptive to that. I mean,
she's tried every kind of way. But have you ever said, I'll pay for your babysitter?
I've actually offered to be the babysitter.
No, that's different. That's different.
I haven't offered yet. That's a good idea.
Listen, yeah, because it's what you're saying is don't bring the kid,
mm-hmm.
and there's no excuse not to bring the kid, because I will pay for the babysitter.
Okay.
And if she should say, well, I don't know a babysitter, say, I'll tell you what, I'll find you one.
Okay.
Because I think, and if she says, well, you know, say, look, it's good for the, I listen to this woman on the air, you can make me the bad guy or the good guy.
Okay.
I listen to this woman on the air all the time who says that the kids need to be left alone or they never learn to trust. Second of all, that you need some time out, you know,
yes.
and there are going to be some cute guys here and I want you to be
yes.
able to, you know, use the dangling the male bait in front. But that's what I would do, is I would say, you know, I'll pay for the babysitter. Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
What's on your... Whoops. Hi, Michelle. Yeah, well, that's okay. Those phones do that. Okay, what's on your mind?
My problem is that whenever my boyfriend and I have an argument, he says he ends up saying the meanest, ugliest things to me, and I am kind of fed up with this last argument. I haven't talked to him in a couple of days, but he's been calling me, and I've kind of been ignoring his calls. And I'm thinking about just ending the relationship.
Okay, what's the question to me?
The question is, I guess I'm trying to get some clarity on why a person does that. And,
well, because he's angry, he's out of control. How old are you, Michelle?
I'm 43.
And how old is he?
He's 65.
How long have you been dating each other?
About 4 years.
Wow. Is this a recent phenomenon, or has it been all along?
All along. You know, and I always, you know, he's very nice otherwise. You know, we do a lot. We go out, and he buys things and stuff like that. So we have a good time. But whenever we argue, he just gets so ugly. And one thing that he said last time was, because I'm divorced, the one thing that he said last time that really hurt me was, I can see why your husband left you.
Whoa!
Are you raising your kids by yourself? And that kind of stuff is really
yeah,
not necessary.
Yeah, I think what I... Look, you have two choices here. You can certainly dump him, as far as I'm concerned. But before I say that, let me just give you kind of an overhear. It sounds like he's always done this. You're just getting less tolerant of it. So whatever it is that he was bringing to the party is valued less. Because it sounds to me, if I had to guess, that his behavior hasn't changed very much, that your tolerance for his behavior has changed, which just doesn't mean that you can't tell him to take a hike, but it means that he's probably been doing this all along, and if you'd pulled the plug on it earlier, it probably would have made more sense, which isn't to chastise you. It's just to say he's gotten away with it for a long time. I think you have two options at this moment. One is to say to him, here's the deal. The next time you say something that abusive in an argument is the last time. So, or you can dump him. I mean, but if you want to, you can give him one more chance that says, you're going to have to control your mouth, because I'm not willing to be in a situation where I'm always feeling defensive. That, you know, and those words once spoken can't be recalled, and they hurt my feelings, they make me feel that you don't value me, that you don't really like me very much. So you can tell him to take a hike if you want, or you can tell him that this is his last chance, or what you can do is explain to him why it's a problem and then let him sort it out. Let him say, I promise I won't do it again. And then you can say, okay, you get one more shot, but it's the last shot. The next time is the last time.
Yeah.
Okay. But I agree with you. I think it's you know, that all of us get angry, but part of what we teach our children is that you control your anger. It's okay to be angry.
Right.
But what you say is, look, I'm really angry with you, that we don't attack somebody. We explain why we're angry or why our feelings are hurt, but we don't attack somebody. Okay?
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Annie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My husband is in the middle of a month-long feud with his parents, and it's a pretty typical pattern of behavior, except that this feud is lasting longer than usual. Usually it lasts around a month, and this is about 3.5 months. And my difficulty is that I feel very much in the middle of this. We have two young children, and I'm very close to his parents, and I'm not able to speak with them because he perceives that as this loyalty.
Yeah, it's a loyalty test, yeah.
So, I mean, so this has been going on for months, and my kids are asking me, why don't we see Nana and Papa anymore?
And how old are your kids?
They're 3 and 5.
Why don't you say, why don't you ask your dad?
Yeah, I mean, I can do that, but what do I do for myself?
Well, but I mean, I think that, what's the feud about?
The feud is about something so stupid, and it's always about really stupid things.
Yeah.
It's not even about what it's about. It's about, like, old baggage that has nothing to do with anything.
But what ostensibly is it about?
Ostensibly, it's about the fact that they reneged on a promise to babysit our children. And, I mean, I don't really care. I can get over that. But he just, I don't know.
How many brothers and sisters does he have?
Two brothers.
And which number is he?
He's a middle child.
Yeah. Why is this not surprising at all? Well, there are two ways of looking at this. One is to say to your husband, look, you guys have had this pattern for a lot longer than I've known you, but it's really creating chaos. When I say send the kids to him, I'm serious, because why should you have to defend him? And as you know, kids have power that adults don't, of going and saying, Daddy, I want to talk to Grandma. He may sort of back off on that. How do these things get resolved?
How do these things get resolved?
Yeah.
Usually, everything just gets swept under the rug. And
No, but how do they get resolved? I mean, how does the boycott stop?
It stops by, nobody, I don't know even. Says anything.
Honey,
no,
that's a very useful piece of information, because this one's gone on for 3 months.
I think at some point maybe one of them will just pick up the phone.
Yeah, but who is it? My guess is it's always the same person. You need to look for that.
Probably his father. It's probably his father.
Okay. Then what you need to do is say, because first of all, that means his father is unusually angry at this moment, because he's the one who usually ends it.
Yeah,
that means this isn't really an issue between his parents. It means it's an issue between his mother and your husband.
Yeah.
Your mother-in-law. All right. So one of the deals is to say, to set up, see if you can set up kind of a, you know, we're going to go see Grandma every other week, and it's independent of the feud, and he can come and go as if he wants to. But this is typical middle child nonsense, which is, okay, I'm going to be the saboteur, you know, that I can't get attention for being really good. I can't be the cute little baby, so I'm going to disrupt. But I think there are two ways of approaching it. One is to set up a pattern so that you're doing it all the time, independent of when his Sturm und Drang with his mom. The other is to send the kids to him, because you're right. If you go to him and say, this is ridiculous, he's going to be all over you like white on rice. I can't believe you say that. You're on her side. I expect you to be more loyal than that. But see if you can either try the pattern of the kids going in, because the two of them have been carrying on this. She's probably a middle child as well. You know, they're going to carry this on endlessly, and you either have to decide it's not going to bother you, set up a pattern that's independent of it, or get the kids to negotiate with him. And of those options, the obviously easiest one in theory to implement, or the one that's not easiest, simple and easy are not the same. The simplest, perhaps not the easiest, is for you to just change your attitude about it, to not take it quite so personally. Because trying to change someone else's behavior is a lot trickier than changing your own. And changing your own behavior isn't all that easy to begin with. But trying to change somebody else, especially when you've got kids and you've got adolescent kids and you've got divorced parents and you've got in-laws, and you're much better off setting a pattern, deciding that you're not going to take it personally, and maybe looking elsewhere for some of the kind of gratification that all of us want. You know, all of us want to feel like we're important to somebody, and we get kind of jealous of people who have really good relationships with their grandkids, and decide that you can disconnect from those feelings a bit. And once you decide that, among other things, once you're disconnecting, and so nobody's getting the reinforcement of how come the kids never come, you may find that it's a whole different world, not only for you, but I thought you loved us, and they may have to do something. And the intent is not to manipulate them. The intent is to sort of free yourself a little bit. 855-993-7569. Drones coming up. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, on the philosophical question I have for you folks today, including you, Trevor, is can you be both a drone phobe and a drone phil? Can you both?
Dronophile, yeah, perhaps?
Yeah.
Dronophobe,
yeah.
Dronophile.
Well, I didn't know whether we put the, you know, we began sounding the E or not.
Right.
Dronophilia.
Right.
Doesn't sound nice, does it? Dronophilia. Dronophobia. Dronephobia.
Mm-hmm.
Drophobia. No, it has to have an N in, I suppose. At any rate, because there's a story today, which I will share with you in a minute, And I said, am I the only person who's worried about drones? You know, there have already been problems. There are going to be more problems. And Trevor said, yeah, but I want one. I said, me too. They're terrible. They're, you know, invasion of privacy. They're delivery systems for God knows what. And I want one. All right. So I'm here's the story. It turns out that Amazon and Google want to deliver packages. We carried that story about a month ago. All right. It turns out 1,300 businesses and individuals have received permission from the FAA to use drones for commercial purposes, from selling real estate to inspecting utility lines. But their operators are worried that recreational drone users, that would be us, Trev, have been flying their vehicles and their aircraft may spoil the party. Well, I don't have one. Do you have one yet?
No, they are kind of, well, I mean, they're not outrageously expensive, but they're a bit of money.
Well, no, you can buy them for like $100, but apparently those are crappy.
Yeah, the ones you can get anywhere and see anything with.
Yeah, those are like $1,000, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and up. But, I mean, so, and you know me, I'm going, wow, $100, wow. And people, no, I don't do that.
Yeah, at that point, they're a little better than a remote control helicopter, you know.
Yeah, well, they're not. That's exactly what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which, you know, I'm in love with anyway, but they're probably slightly better than the little balsam, you know, little planes used to put together with,
right,
with glue and stick the glue in. All right. So, it says that you're supposed to not call them drones. If you go into a store, they're not supposed to call them drones because that's only the military. These are unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs. He held the controller, which looks not unlike a video game controller with two joysticks, one to control the device's altitude, one for direction. He toggles the switch, and the drone begins to beep. You'll see underneath, just like the plane, there are red lights and green lights. They're all designated to mean something. He is the founder of Skyscape Services. His company uses the drone to photograph real estate for prospective buyers and golf courses to lure new members. I mean, think about it. You could send your drone
That's cool.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? Or to the Red Sox game. Or the Yankees game. Or to a soccer, you know, to the U.S. Open. The drone is equipped with a small video camera and can send images down to his laptop or iPod. I mean, how cool is the iPad? Sorry. The commercial UAV industry is taking off. The executive director of Mid-Atlantic Aviation Partnership, which the FAA has designated as a test site for drones. Things like search and rescue, roof inspection, things where people are actually getting hurt today. Even things like news gathering for traffic. Mooney called them dull, dirty, dangerous jobs, but they're just the initial step in making drone use the next pioneering technology in aviation. The alarming rise in the number of close calls between recreational flown drones and other aircraft. There have been more than 700 sightings of drones by aircraft pilots so far, involving everything from commercial jets to aerial firefighters. Remember, we did the story about, 2 months ago about the aerial firefighters being very unhappy. And the fires are still going. There's a University of Maryland drone test site. If one person has a major mishap or just the sheer number of incidents continues to grow, it's going to give the entire industry a bad name. So they're trying to increase public outreach and education so folks know what the rules are and they operate responsibly. Would we do that? Would we be responsible, Trev? Maybe.
Vaguely.
It's not clear that we would be.
No.
Because we would just think of ourselves as kind of like weekend flyers. We would just think, oh, this is kind of fun.
Yeah. Would we use
I think
our
we're the problem.
Good or
I think
evil.
We're probably the problem. You know, if you look at us, you should see probably a skull and crossbone superimposed on our cute little faces. Because we're well-meaning. We're just, would you take a course in drone rules of the road?
No.
Me neither.
I've just launched a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually driven boats. Like, I didn't know that there was a left and a right side that you're supposed to, boats are supposed to stay on and stuff like that. I know, port and starboard, never mind. The whole idea of drones coming into conflict with other aircraft is something I'm extremely concerned about, FAA Administrator Michael Herta told NPR. They're buying them at hobby shops, that would be us. They're buying them at camera stores. So the whole concept of what the rules are of the air is a very new thing to them. It never even would have occurred to me. It's an education and enforcement. FAA is beta testing an app called Before You Fly. It's B, then the letter B, the number 4, then You Fly, that will enable recreational drone users to find out if they're operating within a restricted area, within 5 miles of an airport. Well, that's interesting. Did you know that? You're not supposed to operate within 5 miles of an airport?
It really makes sense. I mean, when you think about it, geez.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, the thing is, my first thought is a drone isn't very big, but neither is a starling. Remember in the planes that have crashed because a starling flew into it?
Well, exactly.
Recreation drones are also supposed to stay below 400 feet. I didn't know that either. And away from stadiums. See, that was my idea. Send them so you don't have to buy a ticket. Violators can be fined up to tens of thousands of dollars. Only if they can identify that my drone. Mine would say Trevor on it with his phone number.
What the heck?
Well, you know. They said the guy who was talking about has to hire a pilot to fly its drone. You can't just be the Trevor and Joy show. It's not helping the people who want to do this for a business or a hobby, even that just want to fly safely. After a drone landed on the White House lawn some months ago, DJI, which is the manufacturer, makes the sort of commercial drone, updated the operating system so it won't fly in restricted airspace. Now there are calls to equip all drones with similar technology. Well, I think that makes some sense. I don't think we should count on people like you and me being sensible. I think they should have equipment that says, you know, that disables the plane if it gets anywhere near a restricted zone. And presumably the technology is there. Yeah, like a Denver boot. You know, if you go within or without a certain, not a Denver boot. Denver boot is so you can't move your car once they put it on. But like the Martha Stewart gizmo, the ankle bracelet, right? That means you can't leave your house. It'll beep.
Oh yeah.
Obviously the technology exists.
Or yeah, at least some kind of indicator like you are. X the number of feet from
you are about to
airport.
Be in striped pants the rest of your life if you don't get out of here. So I would do that.
You are in some deep kimchi.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, or Chipotle. Yeah, exactly. I'm learning how to pronounce things. I have to do it over and over so I don't do them wrong again. All right, so I'd be in favor of that. Should we put up what rules do you think there should be for drones? What drone rules should there be?
Yeah, we could do that.
Be a drone czar. Tell us what the rules should be.
Yeah.
And why? Because I don't know how many people that Trev and I are representative of. I know, bad sentence. But, I mean, on the one hand, they scare the living daylights. On the other hand, I want one. Then we should get a drone sponsor. Maybe not with all the things I've said negatively. And in a parallel story, the Dutch railway system could run solely on wind power by 2018. You go, Dutch. Drones already do that. No, they don't. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.